The Concordia Board of Aldermen discussed drainage issues near Allen Lake and other important topics during a special session meeting last night. According to the minutes from the meeting, a couple of residents detailed problems with flooding at their homes near Allen Lake. After a lengthy discussion, engineer Tim Crockett stated he will conduct a study on Allen Lake to determine how much water it can hold before flooding occurs. Also, Crockett said an overall evaluation of drainage pipes in the area will be conducted, which includes sending a camera underground to detect any blockage or restrictions. Crockett added the information collected will help formulate a plan to help remedy the situation. In other business from the meeting, City Administrator Dale Klusman said he's waiting on a call from MoDOT regarding its plans to fix the area of Northwest 4th Street and Highway 23. Crockett said recent work completed on Northwest 8th Street wasn't a long-term solution to fix water from getting under the road. He added the possible placement of a French drain on the south side of the roadway could be a solution. Also in other business from the meeting, aldermen set the date for a public hearing regarding proposed property tax rates for Monday, August the 20th. The public hearing is scheduled to begin at 6:45 p.m. before the regular session meeting. The Missouri Department of Conservation is in a multi-year process of updating conservation area management plans and is currently seeking input from area residents on a lake in Saline County this month. According to a news release, the draft management plans for MDC's Malta Bend Community Lake is available for public view through August through this month. MDC manage this 5-acre fishing lake to provide angling for area residents and to protect the water quality. MDC will consider all ideas received and work to enhance all conservation areas, including Malta Bend Lake. Conservation area management plans focus on natural resource management and public use on conservation areas. The plans do not address regulations on hunting, fishing, or other area uses, which are set by the Conservation Commission and enforced under the Wildlife Code of Missouri. To preview the Malta Bend Lake Draft Management Plan and share comments online, visit www.mdc.mo.gov. Marshall Public Schools online registration for the 2018-2019 school year is now open. According to news release from the district, to do so, you need to visit the website marshallschools.com and use your parent portal username and password to register online, or you can contact the school to get the portal access. Those who register online do not need to attend the all-school registration. However, Beaker Middle and Marshall High School students can attend if they choose to have their pictures taken for student IDs, receive locker assignments, or get parking passes. Open registration for all grades will be held from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Marshall High School. The Battle of Lexington State Historic Site will host the public for an informational meeting beginning at 6 o'clock tonight at the Historic Site's Visitor Center. News release says staff will be on hand to provide information and to answer questions. These informational meetings, which are being held in all state parks and historic sites, help create two-way communication with the public and give staff the opportunity to let people know the current status and future plans for the park or historic site. The Battle of Lexington State Historic Site is located 1101 Delaware in Lexington. For more information about the meeting, call the historic site at 660-259-4654. And the Marshall Park Board is scheduled to hold its regular monthly session meeting this afternoon. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to hear several departmental reports. There's also a closed executive session on the agenda for the board to discuss personnel, legal, and real estate matters. That meeting is scheduled to begin at 5 o'clock at the administration office at Indian Foothills Park. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.